So, David, what are the five most dangerous animals in the UK? Can you tell us in reverse order? I mean, starting with the fifth most dangerous.
Yes, of course. At number five is a snake, the adder.
Mm.
The adder is the only poisonous snake in the UK. They can be about 1 metre long, and they're quite common in some parts of the UK. They don't normally attack people, except when people step on them by accident. A bite from an adder can be very painful, and occasionally can kill. However, the last death from an adder bite was more than 40 years ago.
Ah. And number four?
The fourth most dangerous animals in the UK are cows. People think cows are slow and a bit stupid, but in fact, cows kill at least one person every year.
Gosh.
However, nearly all attacks happen when people are walking dogs in a field of cows, and they usually happen in spring or early summer when young cows are with their mothers. So that's when you need to be careful.
Mm. And third?
In third place are red deer. These are large animals. They can weigh 100 kilograms. You need to be especially careful in the autumn, when the male deer can get very aggressive. They also cause frequent accidents on the road by running out in front of cars. There are about 50,000 car accidents a year which involve deer.
Oh. And in second place?
Dogs. They are responsible for around 200,000 attacks a year in the UK, although most of them aren't serious and very few actually cause death. Certain breeds of dog, like German Shepherds, Rottweilers and Pit Bulls, are more aggressive than others.
Mm.
One reason for this is that they were traditionally hunting dogs or guard dogs. Dog attacks can happen at any time, and some dogs even attack their owners.
And in first place?
Wasps and bees.
Really?
They cause more deaths in the UK than any other type of animal or insect. About 5 people a year die from bee or wasp stings, and it's nearly always because they have an allergic reaction.
Oh.
About 25% of the population in the UK have a bee or wasp allergy. Some more serious than others. However, people are usually allergic to either bees or wasps, but not both. Bees and wasps only sting in self-defence or when they're provoked, but wasps are more aggressive than bees. So if you ever see a wasp nest in your garden, make sure you call a professional to come and destroy it.
Most definitely. Well, thank you, David. That was both fascinating.